Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. We're going to take a look today at how people successfully keep off weight. Have you ever had the situation where you lost some weight and, a month or two later, it's kind of all back on? Well, James Hill is the director of the Center for Human Nutrition at the University of Colorado. Dr. Hill is also one of the developers of the National Weight Control Registry. And we're going to visit with him today about what he knows about how you and I maybe can successfully keep off weight that we've gotten rid of. And great to have him along. And certainly we hope you'll join in with your questions and comments at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. Or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. James Hill, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Really fun. How did the National Weight Control Registry come to be?
Well, this is one of those projects that literally started over a drink.
Huh?
When my colleague Rena Wing, who's now at Brown University, we were at a meeting together and, you know, went for a drink to catch up. And as we sat there, we said, you know, everybody has the sense that nobody's succeeding out there. I wonder if there are people who are succeeding. And we kind of looked at each other like, that's a great idea. So we went out to see if, in fact, there were people who had succeeded. And we found a bunch of people who had. So our idea is, well, let's see what they're doing, see what their factors that are helping them succeed are. And maybe that'll help us help other people be more successful.
So that's the goal, to find out how people do it and then pass that information on.
That's exactly right, to reverse engineer it. Let's start with who's succeeding and go from there.
How big a problem is obesity in the U.S.?
Well, let's put it this way. For adults, it's in thirds. About a third of adults are obese. Another third are overweight, and they're at risk of becoming obese, and a third are at normal weight. So only one-third of our population is at normal weight. So we have a problem that literally affects the majority of the population.
What are the criteria for being part of the registry?
So we kept it pretty simple. You have to have maintained at least a 30-pound weight loss for at least a year. Mm-hmm. And we now have, we're growing all the time, but roughly 10,000 people that we've been following now for well over a decade.
Wow, 10,000. Well, what else do you know about the people in the registry?
Aha, we know a lot about them. One of the first things we learned is there's absolutely no similarity in how they lost weight. They lost it on very reasonable diets. They lost it on the beer diet, on this crazy diet. There's how they lost weight doesn't seem to predict success, but what we found is a lot of similarity in how they're keeping the weight off. The number one reason, and my favorite, I think it's absolutely essential, is they're physically active every single day. And the reason this is important is because I think once you lose weight, your body is pushing you to regain it. And the high level of physical activity actually counters that and allows them to keep the weight off. They're also generally eating a low-fat diet, but they count calories, they eat breakfast every day, they're conscious of what they eat, they self-monitor, which means they weigh themselves regularly. So we've learned several of the characteristics that are common to these successful, we call them our successful losers.
James Hill is the director of the Center for Human Nutrition at the University of Colorado, and one of the developers of the National Weight Control Registry. You may have successfully kept off the weight that you've lost. How did you do it? Love to hear from you. Have you lost weight, but you're seeing that scale slowly creep back up? I'm sure Dr. Hill has some advice for that. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Certainly would love to hear from you. Here's something for those of us here in Wisconsin. And I'm somebody who likes to get up every morning and do 2.5 miles or so. About 5 a.m. I get up and I'll sort of walk, jog 2.5 miles just to get going. And 30 below zero, perhaps, with a wind chill, or 35 below wind chills, and it's very hard to do that, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, well, it is. And you have to be creative in doing it. And so if it's cold, or in some places it's hot outside, people have alternative ways to do it. Find places indoor. Malls are good places to walk, for example. That's one of the problems, is there are all kinds of things that come up and make it harder to be active, and it's why a lot of people aren't able to keep it going. But what we find is those that are successful are those that find a way to do it every day, cold, hot, whatever.
Yeah.
It becomes just a part of their day.
Yeah, that's really really quite true. I have a friend who has who's gotten in a kind of training program, CrossFit. And has gotten, he's lost a lot of weight. He looks wonderful. People wouldn't even recognize him, but it's almost become, well, it's definitely become a part of his life.
That's exactly what we find, is it becomes a part of their life. Now, interestingly, when we ask these people if they love it, they actually say, nah, you know, I'm not, and I don't live to exercise, but it's become a part of my life, and I would miss it if I didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. He was visiting from out of state and was looking for a CrossFit program. You know, there's a CrossFit program in Madison, for example. He said, "Oh, where is it?" And you know, he wanted to visit it while he was here. So that's kind of how it goes. Lois in Madison has a comment. Lois, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Well, I've actually I lost 150 pounds once, and then regained, and then lost 180 pounds. And the difference between the two really was in figuring out what the motivation was that was causing the drive, the impulse to overeat. And I've kept it off for 13 years.
Wow. That's so interesting, because that's one of the things that we find that's so important. And in fact, if your listeners want to find out more about that, I've just written a book called The State of Slim that has all this information in there. It's a weight loss book. And in there, what we talk about is relating your weight loss to your purpose in life. And that's exactly what our caller was talking about. You really have to dig deep to find out why weight loss is important to you. You know, we ask people, and they give us answers that I want to fit into the dress or look good. But when you really drill down, there's a real motivation for weight loss. And once you find that, it's a powerful, powerful motivation to keep you going, not just through the weight loss phase, but through the weight maintenance phase. When you're losing weight, everybody says, oh, you look great, you're wonderful, you're losing weight. But keeping it off, nobody comes up to you and says, hey, you look exactly the same. You've got to find that motivation to keep you going over the long term.
Oh. And you found your motivation, obviously, Lois, because 180 pounds off, you've kept it off for 13 years. That's wonderful.
That's amazing. First of all, wow, what a success you are. And also, my guess is you're a real motivation for people around you, because people are impressed with people that have done it. So, Lois, you have an incredible ability to help motivate other people to do this.
Mm. Hopefully someday I can figure that how to do that.
Well, you might.
I'm trying to work on that right now, actually.
Well, you might. James, would the registry or would your book, The State of Slim, help that process?
Yeah, one of the things that we do, I told you the behaviors people in the registry do. What we found is the mental changes they make are probably more important over the long run than the physical challenges. So it's important to know what to eat and to be physically active. But the key is how to do it. And so we find that the mental approach is real critical. And we talk about that in the book, In the State of Slim. We talk about finding your motivation, finding your purpose, believing you can do it. This is a big one. We have people coming to our programs and they say, yeah, I'm going to go on this diet, but I know I'm going to hate it. I know it isn't going to work. And guess what? It isn't. And in the book, we go through exercises to help people find their motivation, to help people create positivity and to help them look at their environment, and not just the physical environment, but the social environment. It's the people you hang out with. If you hang out with people all the time who are doing the wrong behaviors, it's going to be hard for you to do the right behavior. So we talk about helping people find healthy social networks.
Hmm.
And even as you change, you know, those the people who are used to dealing with you in a certain way aren't necessarily going to like the changes you make.
See, this is really critical. Lois has gone through it and understands that. And what you've got to look at is, in for most people, they're going to be people who are going to support you, but they're also likely going to be people who are going to create barriers for you. And you need to address that. You need, and sometimes it's in the same family. We see a lot of women who sometimes their husbands are a little intimidated by their weight loss and actually try to sabotage it. So it's very hard, but you've got to surround yourself with the people that are engaging in the behaviors you want to engage in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lois, this was a great call. Thank you so much for calling and sharing what you've done. And boy, you should really be proud of yourself.
You should. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Lois. You can join in, too, with your questions or comments. Talking today with Dr. Jem Hill, director of the Center for Human Nutrition at the University of Colorado. He is one of the developers of the National Weight Control Registry. And, frankly, you might want to take a look. Actually, you can go online to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We have a link to it. And certainly there's a lot of good information there. And ways, obviously, how you might get involved in it. You can call in with your questions or comments or your experience. I love hearing from Lois. What about you? Have you been able to successfully keep some weight off? Give us a call. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. It's such a feeling of satisfaction and success when you lose weight you've been wanting to get rid of, isn't it? You probably have more energy. You probably feel better about your appearance, probably get compliments from friends and family, maybe even your doctor. But for most of us, that feeling doesn't last as long as we'd like because slowly but surely the weight starts to creep back on. And we end up just as heavy or maybe even more so. Larry Mueller here. Dr. James Hill is the director of the Center for Human Nutrition at the University of Colorado. He is one of the developers of the National Weight Control Registry. It tracks people who have successfully kept off weight that they've lost so that you and I can learn from their successes. And Dr. Hill, thanks again for taking time to be with us today.
Pleasure to be here.
Really appreciate it very much. We have so many questions I have so many questions I can ask, but let's take some from the audience. Rich in Dorchester up next with a question for you. Hi, thank you for calling. Are you there, Rich? We may have lost him. Might have lost him. Let's go to Elizabeth. Emailed us. And let me give the numbers and the email and all that again. If you want to phone us, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and certainly we'll get you on from that as well. Love to hear from you. Elizabeth emailed and said, I'm a 51-year-old morbidly obese woman. I took about a year and a half to lose 70 pounds, and in the last 2 months, I put about 20 back. My biggest problem is that I do not exercise, and while I know I need to, it's such a mental game. Recently, my sister and cousins have committed to doing a 5K walk, not a run, in order to get ourselves moving. I realize it's the key, and that the more I move, the more energy I'm going to have.
Well, Elizabeth hit the nail on the head. I can't overemphasize how important being active every day it is, not for weight loss. See, that's the amazing thing, is you can eat less and lose weight. So you don't have to exercise to lose weight, but you have to exercise if you're going to keep it off. And it's a mental game. And Elizabeth, you really need to get a copy of Status Slim, because we go through the whole mental preparation for exercise. And in fact, we don't even call it exercise. We call it movement. And we tell you in the book why movement is the key to keeping weight off. Yes, you burn calories, but you also keep your metabolism working the way it's supposed to be. And it doesn't so much matter what you do. Walking, great activity, anything you want to do. So we go through, we don't just tell you to exercise, we go through helping you mentally prepare to do it. And one of the other things you talked about is having people around you to do it. So we very much encourage you to look at who you exercise with. Creating groups. We talk about making exercise a routine or even a ritual. It's very hard for somebody who hasn't been a regular exerciser to make it a part of your life, and you have to mentally prepare for that. So I think the book, State of Slim, is really going to help you think through the mental part of exercising. But if you can't make regular movement a part of your day, it's going to be very hard to keep the weight off for anyone.
Okay, very, very good points there. And we have an email from Ina as well, who lost 54 pounds. He kept it off for over a year. I go to yoga. I work with a trainer once a week and run a minimum of 5K at least four times a week. Taught myself to eat the right foods, shop to the right for the right foods, and how to cook the right foods. High protein, lower carbs, mostly vegetables and fruits. It was difficult to stick with it in the beginning, but now it's my lifestyle, and I wouldn't give it up for anything.
Another great example of the fact that you have to create new habits. What she said was it was hard to stick with in the beginning. Well, because we've lived our life with certain habits and routines for so long, it's pretty naive to think that in just a few weeks we're going to change those to new healthy habits. It takes a while, and it takes at least a year, probably longer, to get the new habits to the point of where they're now the natural way we behave. But you have to stay with it, and you have to stay with it to create these new habits. And the key to success is much more the mental part of this, new habits, positivity, motivation, than the what to do. Yes, you have to know the what to do, but the difference between those who succeed and those that don't are the ones that have the proper mental frame of mind to make these new habits routine.
Yeah. David wondered about the amount of exercise or the amount of work or the additional work that you need to do after you've lost the weight. You know, you do something daily, but what is, you know, are we doing a 3-mile walk every day, or is it?
Well, again, in the State of Slim, we recommend 70 minutes a day.
Okay.
I'll tell you why we do that. What we find in the National Weight Control Registry, the average is about 60 minutes a day of moderate intensity activity. We really like the concept of taking a day off, a day of rest. So what we've done is take that day off and divide it between the other days, and it's 70 minutes. And we give you two plans for doing that. One plan is to do it all with planned activity. You take 70 minutes during the day. It can be one session, two sessions, three sessions, but you plan to do something. That can be walking, it can be going to the gym, it can be bicycling, whatever. So one way is to do it through planned activity. The other way is to do it through planned activity and lifestyle activity. So to use a simple pedometer to increase the number of steps you get, and then a little bit of planned activity. So we give you two ways to get that 70 minutes a day. And again, people, a lot of times when I say 70 minutes a day, people say, oh my God, that's a lot. Well, people in the registry are keeping off an average of 70 pounds. So for 70 pounds of weight loss, can you find 70 minutes a day?
Yeah, interesting. Rich in Dorchester back now. Let's go to Rich. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry, we'll try her again.
Okay.
Hey, I farm out here, so I'm about 20 pounds overweight, but I'm out there battling the cold. The wife has lost 40 pounds maybe over the last 2 years. She can't take the cold at all no more. She's 58 years old. Is that something that happens, too, with weight loss, or is that just because she's a 58-year-old and
Yeah.
I should be looking for a newer model.
No, I don't think that. I don't recommend that, Rich. But Jim Hill, what about it?
Yeah, so actually it can be a little bit of the weight loss, because when you're losing weight, you lose fat, and that's a little bit of insulation. So it may not be too surprising that there's a little bit more sensitivity to the cold when you lose weight, because you have less insulation. Fat's good insulation. And again, the key is not telling her, oh, you know, buck up and go out into the cold, trying to find some alternatives where she can be active indoors.
Yeah.
But we got to live out here is a problem. So I don't know. Mentally, she's losing that battle with the cold that she might have gained from getting skinnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, you know, the activity is such an important part of it. I'm not saying this is easy, but you have to find a solution, because if you're not going to be active every day, your chances of keeping it off are really pretty low. So we really, really encourage people to go out of their way to find a way to be active. And in some climates, it's more difficult than others.
And do you recommend bikes, indoor, you know, sort of exercise machines?
Well, it's whatever people like to do. That's the beauty of it. What we're saying is just move. Some people like the running on a track or walking on a track or a treadmill, and so you can join a gym. You can do all kinds of programs where they do exercise classes, YMCAs, walking at a mall. Any of this works as long as you move your body every day.
Yeah, there we go. Rich, thanks for calling. Good luck.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Sandy in Cleveland, Wisconsin, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call and talk a little bit about allergies and how they affect the weight loss, because I had had problems. I mean, I've been thin most of my life, but I had started gaining weight in my 40s and didn't understand why. I thought, well, you know, this is just part of getting older. And then it got, as it progressed, I was eating almost nothing and I was still gaining weight and I didn't understand. Doctor didn't explain anything to me, but I actually went on a gluten-free diet and I lost 20 pounds within a couple months. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So I think it does affect on how your body handles food, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I thought it made a real big difference in my life.
Well, if you're sensitive to gluten, it can make a difference. A lot of people probably think they're sensitive and they're not, but that's okay. If you think gluten's a problem for you, first of all, it's never been easier to eat gluten-free. The food companies, restaurants are now making it very, very easy to eat gluten-free. Gluten itself really doesn't have much effect on weight. But if you're sensitive to gluten, it can affect other physiological processes that could play a role in weight. And so, absolutely, if you think gluten's a problem for you, or if you think any food's a problem for you, don't eat it. And one of the things that we tell people is go a little by trial and error. So we give you diets in the State of Slim, but we say, if you have a sense that one of these foods is causing a problem, don't eat it. Everybody's a little bit different. And so if you're sensitive to gluten, avoiding gluten can make you feel better. That can affect your whole attitude toward weight gain. Don't eat it. So, yes, use common sense and look at your own body. And if something you're eating is causing a problem, or if you think it caused a problem, don't eat it. And in most cases, there are good alternatives.
Mm.
Well, thank you. And I also wanted to say, yes, if I don't at least take a walk every day, I don't feel good at all. So,
yeah.
Yes, it's huge as far as keeping the weight off and feeling good every day.
Yeah.
It really is, and it affects your mental approach to things, too. We know that exercising every day reduces risk of depression. It enhances mood. The thing to think about is if you're not active every day, that's the abnormal condition.
Yeah. I've got to agree with you, Sandy. I really feel so much better. I'm up early. 5 in the morning is kind of early to get for a lot of people, but not for our family for some reason. But you feel so much better when you're done. I thought, oh, gosh, now I can start the day, I'm on the right foot.
You really do. After you've done some physical activity, you just feel so good.
Yeah. Absolutely. We have Ben in Eau Claire up next. Ben, hi. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
And what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I totally believe what he's saying. I started off last April. I started at 208, and I'm down to 178. But I just I was doing 20-20-20, 20 minutes of walking, 20 minutes of biking, and 20 minutes of weight training.
Oh, I love it. That's perfect, Ben. That's terrific.
And I gave up,
and you're doing 80 minutes, and we're saying 70, so you figured out it's about right. And I love the fact that you're breaking it up and doing a little different things. And the weightlifting is really good because it helps you maintain your lean body mass.
Yeah, it's great.
So it's been a great, and I've been able to keep it up even in the winter. I've switched to an Airdyne bike, doing 30 to 60 minutes of that in place of the biking on the road.
Yeah,
the weather and it helps with the cold to keep up the routine.
Yeah, absolutely. Great tips, Ben. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and congratulations. You're doing all the right things.
You know, we on my Facebook page, we got a note from Gigi, I think, who's been. I've been trying to lose the last 10 pounds, you know that kind of story, I'm sure, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
For years. Why is that so difficult? I exercise, I eat right, and I still keep those pounds.
So it's a problem that we see over and over. And here's the thing. As you're losing weight, your body is adjusting to that weight loss. Your metabolism slows down. It slows down naturally because you have less lean body mass. And a lot of times, people will get to that that balance between the lifestyle they can maintain and the weight they want to be. And so if you're saying, gosh, I'm doing all the right things, and I'm not losing those last 10 pounds, if you want to lose those last 10 pounds, you have to change your behavior even more. And for a lot of people, it might be, you know what, I can't. I'm doing as much exercise as I can. I'm eating right. This is where my weight's going to be. But to lose those last 10 pounds, you have to do something different. You have to up the exercise or change the diet more. And we try to help people understand where's that sweet spot between a lifestyle you can maintain forever and a weight that you're okay with. You might love to be 10 pounds lower, but it's a weight you can live with, and it's a weight that's healthy for you.
James Hill, our guest today, he is the author of The State of Slim. Great to talk with him today. He's also director of the Center for Human Nutrition in Colorado at the university there and one of the developers of the National Weight Control Registry. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Darren in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I had kind of a two-part question. I started to try to lose some weight in early October, and got about 20 pounds lost in about 2 months, pretty much just by, cutting out alcohol, limiting my foods, bringing only fruit for lunch instead of anything else. I have a spinal cord issue, so it limits me on a lot of the exercise I can do. But I was just kind of curious, what type of or what level of activity do you recommend for that 70 minutes a day, like getting your heart rate up to a certain level or what? My daily activity is relatively active. I'm on my feet most of the day. I'm just kind of curious what level of activity you recommend for that 70 minutes.
Yeah, we actually keep it pretty simple because we think everybody's a little bit different. So rather than give you a heart rate or a goal, it's okay if you want to do that. And there are all kind of devices that measure your heart rate and energy expenditure. And if you like those, and we talk about some of those in the book, if you like those, it's okay. But basically, if you're moving your body 70 minutes a day, and be reasonable about it. You have to use some common sense. You're not creeping along. It's modest walking. It's doing other kinds of things. That's good enough. And if you're active during the day, one of the things that would be interesting to do is get yourself a pedometer and see how many steps you get per day. And if you're getting somewhere around 7 to 10,000 steps, you're probably pretty active, and you may want to up that a little bit. We find people in the National Weight Control Registry usually get about 11,000 steps per day, so they're pretty active during the day. So, but sometimes people confuse being busy with being active. So get a pedometer and see how much you're moving. And you should be up around 10 or 11,000 steps per day, and you're probably in pretty good shape there. But you've done well by doing the 20 pounds, and it's okay to do slow weight loss, because what we want is weight loss that you keep off. So we want to make sure the behavior patterns you do are those behaviors that you can do forever. If you can't do them forever, the weight's going to come back when you stop doing the behaviors.
Yeah, yeah. Good points. Thank you, Darren. And Barney in Burlington, hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, thank you. I took a physiology class here a couple of years ago, and the instructor stated that our lymphatic system requires a certain amount of muscular contractions to move the bad guys, the virus and the bacteria and the things through the lymphatic glands to put them into the heart blood system, to put them in the liver and kidneys and get rid of it. So I never equated that with losing weight, but I thought, geez, maybe I'm getting two benefits for the price of one here.
Well, yeah, in a way that's true. I don't know exactly what he was talking about, but I do know that, you know, our bodies work best when you move it. And that's every place you look. It's in muscles, it's in fat tissue, it's in the brain. When you stop moving your body, bad things begin to happen. So we've got to think of the sedentary state, where unfortunately so many people are in the U.S. That's really the abnormal state. No aspect of your physiology is working well when you're sedentary. Movement keeps all these things going. So you are getting, you're not even a 2-for-1, it's probably like 100-for-1. So every place you look, moving makes it a little bit better. It makes your muscles work better. It gets fat in and out of your fat cells better. It creates better enzymes in your body. So it's quite likely that movement affects every single system. So you are getting a big bang for your buck when you move.
And thanks again for calling, Barney. Joe in Prairie du Chien. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm curious, has the marketing of diets thrown a curveball at how we perceive nutrition?
What do you tell me a little bit more about what you're thinking, Joe?
I'm thinking the diets where we eat only carbs, only meat.
Yeah. Okay,
I think everybody's out of whack on the balance that we need in our bodies.
You are so absolutely right. And the reason is because everybody's focused on the short term. So in the short term, if you stop eating carbs, stop eating fat, or stop eating any food, you're going to lose weight because you're going to lose more. You're going to eat less. But the problem is that weight loss isn't the challenge. The challenge is keeping it off. And what we found is people can't stay on these diets for long term. We've looked at the very low-carb diets. In the short run, they're great for losing weight. But the problem is people can't do it over the long term, and they stop eating that way, and they go back to the way they were before. I actually believe, and we talk about this in the book, that if you get active and if you lose the weight, now you have to eat less to lose the weight. There's no way around that. You got to pay the price, eat less, and get it off. But then if you maintain being active every day, you're eating a diet that's not going to be very different from your friends. What we talk about is you have to learn to eat smarter, but you don't have to restrict things all the time. Nobody wants to be sentenced to a life of food restriction. If you eat smart and if you're active every day, what you'll find is you can find a balanced diet that is very satisfying.
James, this has been really a lot of fun. I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. We have a link on my Facebook page to your registry, and also I think we have one up for your book as well, The State of Slim. And I hope we have a chance to do this again. Would you mind coming back?
I'd love to. In The State of Slim, there's a lot of good stuff in there. All the things people talked about, we deal with it in the book. So take a look. I think it might help a lot of people that are serious about not just losing weight, but keeping it off.
Yeah. Thanks, James. James Hill, director of the Center for Human Nutrition at the University of Colorado, our guest and author of The State of Slim. Go to my Facebook page. You'll learn more about the registry as well. Well, thank you so much for listening. Please stay with us. There's lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.